It's coming up towards 7 o'clock. Time to talk finance, and Alicia Barry's with us. Hello, Alicia.
Good morning, Fran. Corporate earnings season has buoyed Wall Street this morning, helping snap a three-day losing streak for the S&P 500 index. Numbers from Ford and pharmaceutical company Pfizer are among the standout earnings reports, also lifting the mood. Official data showing home prices in 20 US cities rose by the most in almost 8 years in November, and the Conference Board Index of Consumer Confidence increased. But an unexpected drop in durable goods orders in December and Apple's disappointing iPhone sales have kept investors on edge. Late in the session, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is 91 points or 0.6% higher to 15,927. The broader S&P 500 index has reversed a three-day losing streak with a gain of 0.5% to 1,791. The Nasdaq, though, is underperforming the broader market, up 0.25% to 4,093. Today's news comes ahead of the start of a two-day policy meeting of the US Federal Reserve, one which investors will be closely watching to see if another reduction in stimulus is announced. Across the Atlantic, markets have also reversed recent losses. London's FTSE 100 index has edged up from five-week lows by 0.33% to 6,572. Germany's DAX has added 0.6% and France's CAC has jumped 1%. In Australia, the SPY futures contract is pointing to a flat start to local trade. The Australian dollar is maintaining some strength against the greenback, buying 87.77 US cents. It's worth $1.06 in New Zealand, 64.27 euro cents, and close to 53 British pence. Fran.
Thanks very much, Alicia.